We tend to think of El Greco as a painter of religious subjects, which he concentrated on almost exclusively after he settled in Spain in 1577. But this painting was done a few years earlier, during the Greek-born master's last years in Italy. There, he had studied with the celebrated Titian in Venice and then moved to Rome. The authoritative figure before us is the Italian military leader Vincenzo Anastasi. He was a member of the prestigious Knights of Malta and a hero in the defense of that island during the brutal siege by the Turks in 1565. An expert in fortifications, Anastasi later became sergeant major of the great Roman fortress Castel Sant'Angelo. The rather stocky build of this powerful man, dressed in armor with his muscular legs, gives no hint of the strange, elongated proportions El Greco began using in Spain, but the portrait is characteristically spirited and intense. We have a vivid sense of a spacious but Spartan interior, with its draped wall, open window, and bare floor, with his helmet resting on it. From the hilt of Anastasi's sword to the right edge of the painting is a diagonal line. It's a prime example of a pentimento, a ghostly image of something painted over that has begun to show through over the years as the top layer of paint becomes more transparent. Once, Anastasi's sword pointed directly to El Greco's signature in Greek characters at the bottom of the wall. Incidentally, this is one of the few paintings Mr. Frick ever sent out on loan. It was shown at the Nodler Gallery in 1915 at an exhibition of works by Goya and El Greco. Mr. Frick stipulated in his will that nothing in the collection should ever leave the building. The only works of art that have been loaned since then are ones purchased after his death.